There is the full-time whistle. It is all over, and St Unions of Letterkenny have won a 15th county senior title, having lost consecutively in semi-finals to Neve Connell, who went on to win the championship, and were chasing three in a row. Neve Connell have been turned over by St Unions. They've won their first title since 2014, and what a dominant display it was as well. 111 to 4 points was the final score. Fully deserving winners, and they were outstanding today, Brendan Kilcoyne.
They were absolutely superb all day. You have to give great credit to the team and to the management that have set them up the way they have set. They were kind of criticised maybe in the quarter-final, semi-final, that they weren't the best performances and they haven't been great, but today they certainly kept the best to last. And they were, as I said earlier, they were dominant in every position on the field, thoroughly deserving. They outscored Neve Connell 8-1 in the second half, and they were able to suck up all the pressure that they were throwing on, catch them on the counter, and they had the pace and the legs to do that. It was a very young Neve Connell like display today. We're used to seeing them so composed and so control of games, but the way Unions played today, they didn't allow them to get that control of the game, and they basically beat them at their own game. They mirrored what they did, and they just did it better today.
Yeah, the story of the game at the break, it was 1-3 to 3 points in favour of St Unions. Young Owen McGeehan scored a goal on the point in that opening half, and St Unions were fully deserving of their 3 point advantage at the break. We expected Neve Connell to come out of the blocks really, really quickly in the second half. Given that they were chasing a row, given the style of football that they had played, particularly in the quarter-final and the semi-final ones against Gweedore and Kilcare, but they could not get up to that level here today on county final day, and a lot of that was down to how St Unions were playing the game. But St Unions came out and were rattling off the scores in the second half. 5 minutes in, they found themselves 5 points up. Sean Patton and Kieran Tobin on the score sheet. Niall O'Donnell ended the game with 4 points. Shane O'Donnell was able to get in on the scoring act as well, and Kieran Tobin ended the game with 2 points on a day when he was playing in the first ever county senior decider. We're going to wait to get confirmation of who the man of the match is in just a few moments' time. St Unions are joyful out on the pitch. Huge disappointment for Neve Connell, but nobody was giving St Unions much of a hope coming in today. The talk was all about Neve Connell and chasing their three in a row, and even going as far as Neve Connell will be looking for an Ulster title this year. But that was suiting St Unions all the way in, and all the way in the lead up to this final, so it was, Brendan Kilcoyne.
Yeah, they were able to come in under the radar, and I'm sure they were preparing. They were hearing all this talk on all week and for the last couple of weeks about how good Neve Connell were, how impressive they've been. And listen, Neve Connell have been brilliant champions. They've won 2 championships in a row. They've been in the last 5 championship finals. They've proven themselves to be a great team. But on today, all the credit has to go to St Unions. They were just superb from start to finish in every position on the field. And Neve Connell, I'm sure, will have a lot of soul searching to do, so they will on their performance today. But they were just outgunned by a better, sharper, more hungry St Unions team. It's 6 years, is it 6-7 years, yeah, since St Unions won a championship, and you know that they have considered, St Unions would consider that a long time after the dominance they had maybe in the 15 years before that. But by God, they showed it today. They showed great character all over the field, and it's such a young team. You know, you look at all the young players that they're playing today. You look at led by Niall O'Donnell, the captain. He's still only a young fella. You have the likes of Owen McGeehan, Owen Dowling, Shane O'Donnell had a superb game. The 3 O'Donnell brothers were superb for St Unions today. And of course that man Kieran Tobin from wing back, who kept driving forward. Peter McNiff came back into the team today and had a brilliant game for St Unions. But there were just so many good performances on this team all over the pitch that was brilliantly executed, and the game plan worked to a T for them, and they'll be really, really happy at Letterkenny Town tonight.
Yeah, there'll be celebrations in Letterkenny Town tonight. Not forgetting they are hoping, of course, for double joy, because the reserve side, the B side of St Unions, will be taking the pitch here to 5:15 to start their county final against Ardraw. Also coming up after 5:00, Brendan Devaney's DL debate will be live here. Gary McDade's beside us in our commentary position. We're going to be joined by John Gilday from the Glentish camp as well. Brendan presenting his podcast live since his county final day, and he's going to do it with a smile on his face as a St Unions man. He'll be quite happy to talk through the next couple of hours, so he will. But St Unions, this is a huge one, so it is, for Letterkenny, so it is.
And
for the club, being seen as one of the top four, and people asking questions of them. And they showed up today, so they did.
Yeah, and I've asked the question myself, until they beat one of them big four teams, they were always going to be kind of down the pecking order. But today they went out and they did it. And a big, big, big shout out too to Sean McVeigh, won man of the match in the senior hurling final last week, and comes out and plays a masterful performance again for St Unions, for the footballers today. I can't remember, I don't know when the last time any man would have won a double. I would say maybe, I, I just don't know. I'd be interested in finding that out. But it's a massive achievement for Sean McVay, who's a great lad, super fit guy. He gives his everything to the club, and he'll be a really happy guy tonight. Peter Devine, experienced Peter Devine, you know, had a, just brings so much solidity to that Union's back line. Conor O'Donnell in the middle of the defence. Conor Park missing out today, but he had a brilliant championship for St. Junans and looked one of their best threats coming from deep up today. Missed out on today. Subs that came in all added into the added to the equation today. And you know, listen, it's a brilliant, as a St. Junans man, it's a brilliant performance. I'm proud to be a St. Junans man today, because that performance really enlightened, you know, the championship.
Shane O'Donnell got man of the match in the semi-final one against St. Michael's, and he's just doubled that up
with
a man of the match performance here today. We did say he was one of the contenders, the likes of Kieran Tobin as well, had a big game, as did Owen McGeehan. But congratulations to Shane O'Donnell. He's man of the match on county final day, playing in his first senior decider, and he's deserving of that award too. So
brother of captain Niall O'Donnell and Conor O'Donnell, centre half back, and he was brilliant today. So he really had a superb game. He's such a skillful footballer, only 20 years of age, and brought great pace and composure to the St. Junan's forward line the whole way through the game. So listen, there'll be a happy O'Donnell household, and there's actually a connection there in that their dad, the three O'Donnell's dad, is from Glenties. I don't know how he's going to feel about it. I'm sure he'll be happy that his three sons have picked up senior county championship medals today, but there were brilliant, the three of them.
Okay, just a final note before we go on Leave Connor. We're watching the players coming off the pitch, dejected. They were chasing three in a row. It didn't happen for them today, but listen, this is a top quality team, so it is, and they'll be back, Brendan.
Yeah, they've been great champions, so they have. They've been really impressive over the last number of years. They've been the team to beat. If you wanted to win a championship, you had to beat Naoimh Connell. It was rarely done, but today St. Junan's just had too much for them. And the big thing today, the pressure that they put on Stephen McGrath's kickouts and the amount of scores that they derived from that, really paid off for St. Junan's. But listen, you have to take your hat off to Naoimh Connell too. They've been good champions, they've been great champions, and it just didn't happen for them today. And that happens in football sometimes, that it just doesn't go for you on the day, and today was one of them days for Naoimh Connell.
Just a note finally on St. Junan's again, going now into the province, into play Glen of Derry in the first round of the Ulster Championship. A competition that St. Junan's haven't been in for a while, Brendan.
No, and they'll be glad to be back in it, playing Glen of Derry. Don't really know a lot about them up to this stage, but I'm sure they'll get their homework done and they'll be ready for it. They're going to go and play with a lot of confidence now. All these young fellas are going to get so much confidence for this performance today. They know they can compete against the best. They've seen Naoimh Connell have runs in Ulster, they've seen Gidor have runs in Ulster, so it's now their turn to push it on and to hopefully get a run in Ulster and to do Donegal football proud. But based on today's performance, there's no reason why they shouldn't dash it.